Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
He's got to look at his numbers and stuff.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. What's going on, everybody? Matt Stein, Meds Darryl, the Guru Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Guru, what's happening, buddy?
Nothing. Just chopping it up with Bonte. Old BS&G days. See you later, B. See you tonight on the TV. But what's up, partner? You got your two lines. You're looking good.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
How about my Valkyries?
Looks nice.
Yeah. I should have threw iron to it, but I'll be all right. A little wrinkle.
You got to be careful ironing those.
Yeah. You don't want to hit
the put it on too hot.
Yeah. Well, I take my stuff to the cleaners, but they messed me up last time I went.
You get your clothes done at the cleaners?
I spend a lot.
Wow.
And then when there's a stain, they can't get out. They don't communicate when you pick up and pay. You get a smiley face, Evan, that says, or a frown face that says, sorry, we couldn't get this out. And I don't like that. Tell me when I'm in there. But anyway, what's up, baby? We got a game tonight. And the Niners, Monday. Let me stop.
No, go ahead.
Set the table. I may have some tickets for Monday night, and I'm trying to see if you would like to go. But you're big timing because you were with Pac-Man Jones last night. How was that?
That was fun. For a quarter. Watch the first quarter with him.
Did he smoke? Was he smoking?
Yes, he was. He was.
Where can we see the video?
That's a good...
Steiny and Pac-Man.
Might have been a test run.
Okay.
Might have been a test run.
Cool dude.
Yeah, he was pretty cool.
Yeah.
He said, my buddy asked him who the toughest player he ever went up against was.
Like, I got to get... Let me guess. Patrick Willis.
No, well, he...
Well, he played
was,
defense.
Yeah, he was talking about offense. Of course, he said nobody's tougher than me, but the one guy he had more respect for than anybody else.
Respect.
Frank Gore.
Oh, good. Wow.
Yeah, Frank Gore.
I mean, dude, Frank is a dude, Sonny. Damn. Yeah. Shout out to the U.
Hey.
What you got?
I'm puzzled. I'm puzzled about the 49ers, and I'm puzzled about their fans.
And that's what life's about.
Right, what part? Because I'm the fan guy.
Something's holding 49er fans back. And I guess it's all the injuries, but I just I don't feel like 49er fans are enjoying this season as much as they should. Overcoming adversity, getting to 7-4, you know, winnable games ahead. How come we have to jump to, well, they probably can't win three playoff games?
See, now I feel like you're turning me into the Black Stein Mets. Black Mets. Like, that's what you do, Steiny. Like, I'm the one that says enjoy the ride. If you get in and get beat over the head or mollywopped in the playoffs, it's almost worth it. Enjoy the ride. But the reason I feel like there's some trepidation among Niner fans, Steiny, I'm being real, it's the defense. It's the defense, but who knows? If they can start or they found a formula to turn the ball over, they don't need to be the 85 Bears. They just need to be opportunistic and get timely, and it's hard, right, to get fumbles and interceptions. But what if they find that to go along with what I think is going to be a prolific offense moving forward under Brock Purdy? That's how the Niners are going to make the playoffs. I heard Bonte, boy, they sounded like us this morning fighting with Spadoni and Shasky. But I got to tell you, he was just saying, and I told you yesterday, you all, the Carolina game is not going to be easy. Steiny, and the reason I say and said it's not going to is because you got a leaky defense that can't get to the quarterback. But do you think that's what's holding fans back?
It's got to be, because the offense is pretty healthy right now. Just missing one guy, Brandon Ayuk. And, you know, Purdy comes back and has a heck of a game.
They score 40.
Three touchdown 41. Passes. Yeah. And I just
– talk to me.
I don't know if it's the schedule. You know, the schedule can work in your favor. It can work against you. And I think it does both for the Niners. It's keeping them in this thing. But it's also preventing people from kind of it's preventing people from thinking they can beat a good team. And I know they beat the Rams early, but it just feels like 49er fans think this team is pretty good, but not as good as the best teams. And if they're not as good as the best teams right now, then they probably won't be able to make a run in the postseason when they have to play two or three good teams in a row.
But I know you better than you think. I know you, Steiny. We've been together, Steve Young, 8 years. And yesterday you were coming for me. You didn't know you were, but then you stopped. And you stopped when I brought up who they have beaten thus far this season. So I know it was a while ago, but you beat Seattle. How good does that look? And you play them again. You beat the Rams. They came back and extracted revenge on you. But I'm just looking at the Niners' wins this year. They got some good-ass wins. But now with the injuries and what's going down Monday night in Carolina, Baldy was on with the Morning Roast saying this might be their biggest game in a decade. And I believe it, Steiny. They're playing for the division, too. So I'm just saying, man, what do you, as a Niner fan, want them to hitch their wagon to? Because to me, it's got to be you got to score 35 to 40 a game to make the playoffs. And then maybe pull an upset. But when the Warriors were doing this with the play-in, your boy over here was all in. Because I was saying, just get in and anything can happen. And they lost to Sacramento. But, yeah.
I mean, even if the defense isn't very good, the teams they're playing, they shouldn't be able to score a ton of points against you. I'm just wondering if, you know, all season long, it's just kind of felt like, and I don't know if it was since the guys got hurt on defense or it was even happening before that when Purdy was hurt, but it just feels like, and I don't know, is it the disparity between the offense and the defense? Is it the idea that, you know, the offense could be really good right now, but defensively they're not going to be able to keep teams in check? And I get it, but to me this is also where Robert Saleh comes in. I'm not expecting him to be the greatest defense in the NFL, but can they keep the Niners in games if the offense doesn't isn't clicking?
Yeah.
And the games that they do that in, you know, can they defend well enough in games where the 49ers maybe don't score 30 points?
Let me ask you an honest question, and I'll go with the host, because two of the biggest Niner fans were just in the studio with Shasky and Bonte, and I heard Shasky, ask Bonte, did he think the Niners were good? And we threw that a good team, and we threw that around on our show yesterday. Willard and Dibbs were here yesterday, and Willard was like, I'm not speaking for him, but kind of enjoy the ride. I don't, because of the defense and where I think it's at, not that it's bad, it's just I don't think it's causing havoc, and that's why I'm just, you know, I'm looking, I'm hoping. But, Steiny, let me ask you this. What do you think you're missing for you to say something's amiss with the, like they don't believe, or something's just like the trepidation? What would you like to see to take you off that take? Or what do you feel like, what ingredient are you missing? Are it the calls or what? Because it's, to me, it's just.
I just don't feel the excitement. Right now for this team. And I don't get, like, I get they're hurt. I get they're fighting uphill. They're swimming upstream, whatever you want to say. But, man, they got the next three games, they could basically solidify playoff position with the next three games. I mean, they win two out of the next three. They're 9-5.
Wow.
And I get that.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We're a long way from them making a run in the postseason, but the fact that they missed the playoffs last year and have a chance to get back this year, I don't know. I just think there should be more excitement about this team.
All right, I'm not mad at you, and shout out Tupac, but I'll say this to that. I mean, this is why we love sports. It truly is. I'm not telling you they can't do anything. I'm watching. But, you know, my fear for Niner fan and the Niners is themselves is I've come in here many Mondays and talked about Robert Saleh, Steiny. I haven't brought his name up in the last few weeks, and I'm not calling them out at all. But have they endured or gone through so many injuries that it's unrealistic to even have any expectation for him to kind of make or do something and put in a spark plug with Bethune now going to miss some time? We find out yesterday to kind of get them to go a level up. Because they don't have to be the 85 Bears, but just you got to get to some of the good quarterbacks. And maybe the Niner fans got PTSD from what happened 2 weeks ago at home when Matthew Stafford just was shaving, barbecuing chicken back there, and carved that defense up.
Yeah, I mean,
You think that might have something to do with it, or it's bigger than that?
I don't know. Maybe you know
what? Fans can tell us.
I think, and people are going to laugh at this, but I think maybe we got a lot of 49. Like, I do think 49er fans understand the situation, and they know that on paper this team's probably not as good as a team from last year or the year before, but they're in a lot better position than they were last year. So I don't know. I feel like there's something holding back 49er fans from like getting behind this team, because I think they know that eventually the injuries are going to catch up to them, and maybe that's it.
But they haven't now. You're 7-4. Some teams would give their right arm to be 7-4.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Coming up at 11 o'clock today, we got Ross Tucker. 11:30, I'm sorry, my bad. 11:30, NFL Odyssey Insider Ross Tucker's going to join us. And this team's 7-4, and I mean, can they do anything to get you more excited? Or am I misreading the excitement level? What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. The Golden State Warriors are back, and you can cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and 0 bubbles, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer, it's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.